In Muse in the News, we had the story of the royal family controversy surrounding Kate Middleton and what's going on with her. Well, joining us now in studio to talk about it are the Royals experts here, from the NFL Network, the Skinlonen brothers. It's Nick Skinlonen, the older Skinlonen brother. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to see you. Nick, of course, spent 19 years in the NFL as a deep snapper. And his younger brother, Rick Skinlonen. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Greg. Get a little closer to the mic. No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Rick spent 18 years in the NFL as a punter, holder, and occasional return man.
Now, we've each won 15 Super Bowls. Nick's won 16.
Yes. Right. But each won 15, but Nick's won 16.
Yeah. A lot more than the baddies.
Our mommy says that we could have our own rooms, but we just like sharing.
Well, you guys are now retired, and in retirement, you've tried many business ventures.
Yeah.
Most of them have failed, but...
Well...
Thank you for knowing that.
You have carved out a little place in the world as experts on the royal family, and I understand you're doing another show on the royal family soon.
Well, we've got a lot of news on the royals this last week, very upsetting news. And tonight, actually tomorrow morning at 12:28, we have a program on the NFL Network. We're working on the title. It's either called The Banking of the Prince or The Prince of Pegging. We're not sure which. But
the Prince of Pegging? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Roger Goodell called us into an emergency meeting about the royal show on the NFL Network, and we said yes, because we've got to put these Kate Middleton rumors to rest.
He wants us. He doesn't want to endanger the relationship between the NFL and the royal family in Europe, its whole thing.
We have a good working relationship right now.
I had no idea that was a thing.
And the internet, as well as the World Wide Web, has really gone
crazy.
Ape bowel movement crazy with all this.
Wait, may I ask, if it's so important to salvage the relationship between the NFL and the Royals, why is he giving you the time slot of 12:28 a.m.?
I don't know.
That's a question for Roger Goodell.
Right. Right.
And it's a two-minute show or a 32-minute show?
No, it's two.
It's two. We're packing a lot into it. Why? I mean, we're going to have on a lot of good guests, though.
In 2 minutes?
Yeah. We have Aiden Durday.
the first of coordinator with the Seahawks.
The first British foreign coach to get a full-time gig in the NFL.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
We have Doug Williams, the first black-born Super Bowl quarterback. And John Riggins, the first guy who answered our call when we were booking an NFL guest.
Crank up the diesel.
How are you going to interview three people in 2 minutes?
Well, I don't know. I guess through heavy editing. But we want to talk about it all, and we want to put to bed some rumors about the royal family. There's one particularly vicious rumor.
Keep going.
That is going around.
It's very upsetting. This whole thing is upsetting.
About Prince William damaging some cars and a few homes. And I just want to put that rumor to bed. Prince William has never engaged in or been involved in egging of any kind.
My brother's been egging.
I think the rumor is that he was involved in pegging.
What?
And that Kate Middleton was staying away from him. Not that he's been throwing eggs at homes or cars.
Well, I've never heard of that other thing.
We don't know what that other thing is.
I assume it was somebody misspoke. I don't know.
There's rumors of Kate's health, and that's very upsetting to us.
Very?
And now that she's dating Pete Davidson, what's going on there?
She's not dating Pete Davidson.
Oh.
And, you know, Kate had surgery in the early part of the year, and or maybe it was late last year, and the palace didn't give many details other than that Kate's surgery was
successful.
It's surgery.
Of an abdominal danger.
So are you?
And to all the people who were speculating as to whether her surgery—it's none of our business, okay? I mean, we've heard.
Right.
We've heard female genital mutilation. We've heard Brazilian butt lift.
What is going on?
We've heard royal colostomy bag.
Nothing.
Come on, people. It's none of our business if Kate had surgery to tuck her hemorrhoids back up into her.
Right.
But as royals experts, do you guys at least know that she's fine?
We think so.
Yeah, our sources say that they think so.
They think she's fine. So that's good enough for us. We need to stop this madness. Sorry, it's very upsetting.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The whole thing.
Very
we appreciate you guys talking about this.
And we have heard those rumors that William is having an affair on Kate. And let's hope not, because she seems so nice.
She's the best woman you could ever marry.
And she delivered him 3 heirs through her body.
Yes.
And she is just the best thing for the royal family.
Mm-hmm. And we've always heard that about William, too. We can't believe that he would do something
like
that.
Yeah, we've always heard he's so nice.
Right.
And to hear that he may be pegging cars and houses.
No, no, no.
That sounds terrible.
No. I mean, it just it's making my head spin.
Settle down. I know these rumors have got you guys out of sorts, but at least Roger Goodell is giving you the chance to put these to rest.
Yeah. You mind if we plug the time of the show one more time?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right.
12:28 Central Time, and then again at 1:28, 2:28. They're 2-minute vignettes.
And that's AM, not PM.
Right.
Yeah. And that's tomorrow morning early.
Tomorrow morning early.
NFL Network.
We're sandwiched between Super Bowl highlights and free agent frenzy.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, thank you, guys. Good luck with the show.
See you, Skinlonin.
There they go.
You never talk to us.
There go the Skinlonin brothers.
Okay.